Hello, hello. Welcome to Enlightenment. Enlightenment on a daily basis. I'm Alexandra Sorgenicht. I'm an intuition expert, author, founder, and intuition trainer for more than two decades. I will, like every 2 weeks, share my insights about intuition, about the importance of intuition and the times that we are living in, interesting times. I will talk about intuitive leadership, intuitive self-leadership. I will share stories of my life, of my intuitive life, and from my experiences as an intuition trainer. Also, from time to time, I will conduct interviews with intuition pioneers, and definitely you will get intuitive meditations and intuitive skills so you can start straight away with reintegrating your intuition in your life. Today's episode is on intuitive leadership, because as I see it, intuition is the leadership skill of the future, or I would rather say, to be honest, unfortunately, we already need it now. Or better said, we needed yesterday. And I will start with a glimpse in my story and my early life, childhood and youth. And I think you will see quickly why and how that relates to why intuition is such an important leadership skill for the times that we are living in. So my story, not the whole one, don't worry. I grew up in a very, very unstable environment. There was violence on the lure, like every moment. Sometimes it happened, often it happened, and violence like on every level, emotional, verbal, and other. And there was manipulation, there was lies. There were absolutely no sense of safety nowhere. It was pretty hard for me to find orientation. There were no functioning adults around me on whom I could rely. Yeah, sounds fun. No. Yeah, it was pretty tough, to be honest. And the way I survived and I kept my sanity was that I never lost access to my intuition, to the voice of my soul, to the soul level. I could always see through people's masks. I would see when the violence was about to hit me, so I could hide or I could move my body in a way. But most importantly, I saw that was happening in that time wasn't the truth. It wasn't the truth about life. It wasn't the truth about me. It wasn't the truth about humanity. I knew that I had a beautiful soul because I could see it. And I could see the beauty in a lot of human souls. And I saw the beauty of life everywhere. And so this was the only resource I had. And so I kept it and it stayed strong. Most kids are unlearning their intuitive abilities, I would say, after the age of four. So if you're under four, you don't need to train your intuition. If you're a bit older than four, I think chance is big that it would be a very good idea to train your intuition. So, and what does this has to do with leadership? Everything. The task of a leader, of the leaders of the world, is to navigate through these uncertain times, to see the chances, to see the light, to see the possibilities, and to really navigate through the stormy waters so that we can not rebuild, but build a very, very new future. This is the task of the leaders. And if I look around, great and a little improvement here and there couldn't do bad, I think. So again, we live in an incredibly volatile world, and we see that all certainties and predictabilities are disappearing. Developments are no longer linear. We knew what to expect. Yeah, we do this, and then we know what we get out of that, what will be next. This is not the case anymore. The world is changing exponentially on all fronts, and the task of a leader, of course, is to navigate these processes. And how do you do that? Yeah. How do you do that when you don't even know how? For example, when you knew in the past, you had knowledge like if you do that, you can translate that into the future. You know how success works. You will do that and this will develop linear. So you can translate that into the future. And this is not possible anymore. It's no longer a guarantee of success. So what we do now? Yeah, I think it's all about developing at the right pace, which means like reinventing ourselves as leaders and also maybe possibly even disrupting ourselves. A little scary. So in a way, we can compare our situation to our ancestors, the Polynesians who were navigating the seas without a map, just pure intuitive. Through navigating the seas intuitively, they created maps that others later could follow. And I think this is the task of leaders today in these current times, intuitively navigating, relying not only on your intuition, of course not, but relying for a big deal on your intuition and creating new maps. Of course, the world we are living in right now is a lot more complex than it was back then. So that makes it maybe a little more difficult than it was for our ancestors, I think. Yeah, so far we have been consciously, we've been able to perceive and decide with our heads, with our minds. We know a lot of studies have shown that a lot of successful managers and leaders decide intuitive. And do we know how we do decide intuitively? So we cannot afford to do it trial and error wise. We cannot afford to accept longer that nobody really knows what intuition is and we are happy if it works and unlucky if it doesn't. Yeah, it's an important future skill, which is absolutely trainable. So not only perceiving and knowing and deciding from your head, but with your heart and especially your soul, which is the intuitive area, and perceiving from these areas and also being able to follow these areas, follow your intuition. So in the workshops I give, the intuitive leader workshops, again and again, I hear, yeah, you know, it's so often that I'm sitting in a meeting and I know it's not going to work, or I know we have to go that way, but it's intuitive, so I have no words for that. I mean, like, how can I say that? How do I say, I just know, or I have a gut feeling? Yeah, this is not how we communicate. There is no communication culture for intuitive perception. And this has to change, and it's possible to change. So here and there, I see that intuition is more and more on people's lips because, of course, we are all looking for the skills that we need now and that can help us through these times. And intuition, to me, really is the key for guidance and navigation through these times of poly crisis. Let me tell you how it doesn't work. If you use intuition as a tool, a lot of people, especially business people I worked with, are very curious. Oh yeah, I want to have my intuition. I want to have intuitive tools so that I can integrate them in like the system, my system, like it, I did it before, like I made decisions before, like I created success before. It doesn't work. being intuitive is really that. It's about being. It's not about using your intuition. It won't work. If you barely want to incorporate it like a serving tool in the existing system of how you are, how you act, how you decide, how you strategize, it won't work. Well, maybe to a certain extent, but it's not the disruption. It's not what you really need as a leader to navigate these uncertain waters. Being intuitive is that. It's about being. So I can't teach you tools. What I do provide is holding space for you to remember how your intuition works. I cannot teach you. I cannot train you. Everything is inside of you. And it takes perseverance. It takes dedication to remember who you really are and how to be intuitive and how to live intuitive. And how does it work? Intuition doesn't function through theory. Insight doesn't give you anything in that era, or nearly nothing. It works through experience. So I'd like to invite you to a small intuitive experience. And please go ahead and close your eyes. Or if you prefer to let them open, please let your gaze get unfocused. And be aware of yourself. Focus on the inside, on yourself. Letting the outside world pause for a moment. And all the claims and all the to-do lists and all the thoughts and everything that you project in the future or everybody who wants something from you is on pause for that moment. That moment is purely for yourself. There's nothing to do. Just breathe and be. And be aware of your breath and notice if you maybe want to breathe a little deeper and let go while breathing out. Let go of the all-day stress and tension. And allowing your body to relax deeper and deeper and creating space where tension used to be. There you are. Nothing to do, just be. Letting even more energy go, release even more of what is asking something from you. Nothing to do for you right now, just be. How do you experience your body? And we are all human, so distractions happen. Every time maybe your mind wanders or you're in tomorrow, over tomorrow, your next holiday, your to-do list, and your relationship, that's okay. Yeah, that's absolutely okay. Just recognize and then come back to yourself, to this moment where you don't need to do anything. Just be with yourself. This is time for yourself. Just a few minutes for yourself. And I'd like to invite you to give a hello, like a greeting, friendly greeting to your calling. Okay, and I see all the brains. What is my calling? I don't know. I forgot. I'm not too sure. No, what I'd like to invite you to is when you say hello, like a friendly greeting to your calling, where do you perceive any reaction? Like maybe in your body, maybe you feel it, maybe you know it. It doesn't have to be a job, a career. Maybe it's an emotion. Maybe it's a feeling, a tingling in your body. Maybe it's a color. Maybe it's that your body is somehow growing. Maybe it's a memory. Yeah, so trust yourself when I invite you to give a hello to your calling, to your You can also say your biggest desire. What are you longing for? And be aware of what is showing to you. Keep breathing and give yourself permission to get in contact with that energy of your calling or your deepest longing. Where, maybe in your body, do you find it right now? And how do you see it? And if I say see, it's not necessarily visual. It can, what I mean is like perceiving energy. And trust yourself. Very often the head is coming in again and again because your head is used to do all those tasks. And you can very friendly tell your head, thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing all this kind of stuff for me. Now it's time to pause. I absolutely need you. I will rely on you in the future. But now you can relax for a moment. This is not your area. The energy of your calling, your biggest longing. And through your breath, give yourself permission to make it bigger, to let it grow, to let it take up more space in your body and maybe the body around you, and see what's coming up if you do that. Maybe there are feelings, maybe memories. And also it's possible that you see that there is some movement inside of you that's saying like, ah, no, that's all kind of, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. That's okay also. I just want you to concentrate on the energy of your calling. So now you're letting it become bigger, taking up more space, and see how you react. Yeah, how do you react? How does your body react? Yeah, maybe some sadness is coming up, or anger, or resistance. Maybe memories of you as a child or a very young human being, being in very close contact with that longing of yours, your calling. You wouldn't have it called calling back then. Still it was. And be aware of maybe how you are suppressing that calling. Or same energy, just different pattern, pushing it over the limits again and again. And so not being like really in easy and trustful relationship with your calling. That's the same thing. If you push it or if you don't trust it at all, just not making it real at all. It's just the same thing. Two sides of a medal.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe critical thoughts. Maybe pictures. Limiting beliefs are showing up. I must sentences. I can't sentences. That's ridiculous sentences. This is not paradise sentences. Yeah, be aware of what's coming up when you are giving yourself permission to give more space to that energy of your deepest longing, that thing why you are here for. And just to be clear, I don't think there is this one longing. That's one calling. I think we have several. Yeah. So don't put yourself under stress when they heard you say, oh, I want to do that and that. And then I remember, it's okay. This linear thing of there is this one calling. No. No truth in that. You can choose to follow one path, but I'm for 100% sure there is more that can be created through you. So follow what is showing to you. Trust yourself. And I'd like you to imagine a shower, like a shower of rainbow colors. And you bring that above your head and then showering yourself, and especially that energy of your calling, of your longing, So that everything that is not free, that is not in unconditional freedom, that is not from you, that is not in present time, can get released. Everything that is not in unconditional freedom, that is not your truth, that is not in present time, is released through this beautiful shower of rainbow energy, or a different color or quality if you like. Choose as if you like. Everything that maybe your parents have said, your family, like religious beliefs, like societal beliefs, cultural beliefs, that is not your truth. And don't be afraid if you wash it away and it's from you, it will come back. Don't worry. Yeah. And sometimes in this moment, people are afraid that they will lose their connection, because to others or to the world or to their path in the world, when I'm only for me, who am I? Of course. And the truth is, what you will discover, what you will see is the more you're in your energy, the easier it is to really be in connection, and the deeper your connections will be. So don't worry, you're not getting isolated here. The opposite is true. Yeah, how does the quality has changed maybe of your deepest longing, of your calling, now after you gave that shower, after you released all that energy that wasn't true to yourself, that wasn't in present time, that was not in unconditional freedom? And be aware, do you get any ideas now or impulses of what to do, how to be? It doesn't have to be the case, but it can. And if you get ideas or impulses, trust yourself. Yes, so maybe your calling has changed and your relationship to your calling has changed until when you were 4 and absolutely in connection to it. And now you're maybe a little older than 4 and it might pretty well has changed. So how do you see yourself? How do you experience yourself? And how do you see, what is your calling? What is your longing? Maybe you have words now or images or pictures in what you could do, what you could be in this world. Both do and be. Yes. Yeah, take a moment to let come up, bubble up, so that the manifestation power of your deepest calling becomes visible. No push here, no weekend seminar. Yeah, it's just what you can do. If you can see it, you can do something with it. You're free in your choice. And so how do you see your manifestation power? What do you see? What change do you see? What calling, what task? What joy? And don't be scared or too much in doubt if you don't believe in yourself. Honestly, everybody says, but you have to believe in yourself. I don't know. I don't believe in myself a lot of the times. And still I create, and still I'm living my best intuitive life. With all ups and downs, of course, but I'm really living the life I want to live, even if I very often can't or don't believe it or not believing in myself. So don't stress that too much. Oh, I have to really believe in myself. It's enough if you see it. And if you connect to what you're seeing, again, seeing, being aware, and maybe there is a awareness in your body. Maybe there's an emotion. Maybe there's a thought that's coming out of that new connection. Yeah, be aware of that and trust yourself. You don't have to believe yourself to trust yourself. There you are. And maybe you want to find a home in your system for your calling, for that energy, that quality. So put it there, give it a home, and breathe. Be aware of how you feel now. Maybe something has changed through the release, through the widening of that space. How do you feel now? There you are, nothing to do, just to be. Doing comes naturally if you're in tune. Yeah, so always first be. Yeah, breathe into the new awareness and then take a few breaths. And with that breath, I'd like you to come back out of that small trance. Okay, welcome back. There you are. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for coming on that little adventure with me. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you in about 14 days when I will have the honor to interview a true pioneer. Until then, trust your intuition.